So my talk will be about, and my poster also will be about star formation and binaries. And why is that interesting? For one thing, we know that most planets, most stars are born in binaries, and there's definitely a difference in star formation for similar stars and binary stars. So if the process of star formation is different, also the evolution of the disk is probably different, because you can imagine you have a single star with a big disk, maybe 500 AU, and now you put a single star, another star next to it, with a separation of maybe 100 AU, the disk will be cut down to smaller separations, to smaller radii, and what you get, like, it must have implications on the formation of the planet, which uses the material of the disk. And to investigate a little bit more on that, maybe you recognize this, the Orion Nebula. We have a sample of 27 binaries in the Orion Nebula, low mass stars, K to M type, with separations as close as we could go with adaptive optics, so 100 to 400 AU at the distance of the Orion Nebula. And the we have great data with imaging photometry and spectroscopy with adaptive optics, so we always resolve the pair into two components. And from all the data, we get information about spectrotypes, ages, masses, and everything you would wish for both components of each binary system of the sample.
1 minute.
And the we also have information about the indicators for disks and accretion disks. And what you can do with it is, for instance, split the sample into accreting pairs, like both components are accreting, or no accreting pairs, or mixed pairs where only the more massive or less massive component is accreting. And there you see that if you make histograms with binary separation, here's 100 AU out of 500 AU, you see that there's obviously a difference if you look only at the wild binaries, where you see that it obviously doesn't make a difference, like the secondary component doesn't feel the presence of the other component, and for the closed binaries, obviously, you only have pairs where both components are accreting, or no components accreting anymore, and no mixed pairs. So obviously, the two components talk to each other and somehow synchronize the evolution. And if you want to know more, please talk to me and see the poster. Thanks.
Thank you very much.